The market meltdown that was supposed to happen yesterday didn't really materialize. A lot of concern, and once again, it's just been another surprise along our beautiful journey together. We'll talk briefly about that and some chaos yesterday involving campsite bookings. How did you make out yesterday? Did you get your campsite booked for the season? I hope you did. We warned you, it was going to be crushed. The websites were going to be completely crushed, and they were. Also, McGregor mayhem this morning. Man, some scary stuff happening in southwestern Manitoba. Caught on security camera, and we're going to show it to you coming up. Also, one guy's problem with PC rewards points. This guy racked up a whole bunch of PC rewards points. I hope I'm reading this right. $40,000 worth? How do you spend that much money? Yeah, $40,000 worth of rewards points, and the supermarket chain responsible for it locked it down, figured something maybe was going on. I don't know. We'll take a deep dive together. Do you have rewards points? I like the co-op membership card. Of course, they're a sponsor on the show, and that comes back in actual cash at the end of the year, but this is a different chain, and it's getting some big attention this morning, and we'll talk a bit about that. And the big news in food this morning is Olive Garden has been dethroned as North America's favorite sit-down restaurant. Olive Garden has been at number one for over a decade now. Famous for their breadstick salad and all that pasta, they are no longer number one. So who is in the top spot? We'll share that with you on the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Electric car test drives. Mark this on your calendar. Saturday, April the 26th from 11 till 4 over at Murray's. They're going to get you behind the wheel of an electric vehicle on that Saturday. Why would you want to go on that Saturday? Because for every test drive taken that day, Saturday, April the 26th, the dealership will donate $10 towards Brandon Earth Day events and other charitable partners supporting a meaningful cause. And it costs you nothing. In fact, it'll be $10 that will be donated on your behalf, just for going for a test drive on Saturday, April the 26th from 11 till 4 at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC 1500 Richmond Avenue. We'll remind you of that as it gets closer. Get that $30,000 in your hand. There is just days to win. I think this is the final week of the $30,000 in your hand. All approved Sunrise Credit Union residential mortgages before the 12th. That's Saturday. We'll be entered to win $30,000. How do you enter? Purchase a new mortgage with Sunrise, transfer your mortgage to Sunrise, or renew your mortgage with Sunrise. For contest details, visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. Sunrise Credit Union. Taste of Tuesday, and today it's an introduction of a new product, actually, at your local co-op. They're called Savory Soups. Did you know you can get tubs of borscht at the co-op now? Oh, Ukrainians, rejoice. I'm out of borscht. What will I do? Should I call Baba? Should we text Jito? Or should we go to Co-ops of Westman? Well, they will save us not just borscht, but a most amazing assortment of soups, of which one we'll taste after 8 o'clock this morning. Co-op Gold products, premium products at an affordable price at your local co-op. And again, the money you spend at the co-op is being reinvested back into the community. It doesn't get much more local or much more Canadian than that. This security footage has created a lot of concern across southern Manitoba, and indeed, it's now getting some national attention. This involves some people who show up in a pickup truck. Oh, I don't need the sound. I don't want the sound on this. This was on the 6th of April, and this was near McGregor, apparently. And you never want to see this when you are reviewing your security camera footage. These guys pull up, very, very well organized, and they've got firearms. And off they go, group of them, on the 6th, with guns to rob the place. They took an ATV, took a bunch of other stuff. This guy's aiming the gun at something. I don't know if he's going to shoot out a light or someone's going to get hurt here. This is not good. This guy is pointing the gun at something. This is insanity. When I saw this, I was reminded of the time that we had at one of the radio stations I worked at, we had a secretary that came from South Africa. She was such a wonderful person. For the love of me, I can't remember her name. She didn't work with us very long. She was only there for a few months. But she and her husband were farmers in South Africa, and they had recently moved to Canada. And with any new Canadians, I love to talk to them about why they came, what their plans are for being here. And so basically they were farmers in South Africa that moved to Canada to farm as well. They bought a farm. And I said, so why leave South Africa? And she teared up and she's like, well, we still have friends and family there. It was so sad. And I'm like, oh my God, it got so dangerous in South Africa because people that lived on the farm were constantly being robbed, and it escalated the year she came and people were getting killed. They're getting shot. And she says, police can't get to us. They can't get to us fast enough. And so we're vulnerable. And so she said, we're packing up. We're moving to Canada. And now we've got this happening here. Security footage on social media. That's a big no-no. They say that this is because we have to respect the privacy of the people invading our spaces, our private property. Like I said before, this started as a local story and quickly has become, you're going to see it if you haven't already on national news outlets, because there's some serious concern about this. But I've said it before, I'll say it again. If you get somebody that's stealing something or acting nefarious at your home or business, be careful, because everyone's got a security camera now.
Get at the end of the driveway.
There is a lot of people looking for cameras. If you have your car parked out in the front of your house and somebody comes by in the middle of the night, you just have it set up so it sends you a message that there is somebody there.
Great. So it sends you a message that there's somebody there. Then what do you do? Hey, I've got somebody that's trying to steal my car. Okay, where are you? I'm in a rural area. Okay, where's your nearest police detachment? About 40 miles away. Well, can you get near your car to give it a quick smooch so that you can kiss it goodbye? Because really, they're not going to get to you.
And you can react to that.
But this lawyer says if you post that footage online, you could end up on the wrong side of the law.
Whoa. Did you hear that? Don't be posting it online. Bad guys have got rights too.
Say this individual was trying to break into my house and it happens to be a mailman or a milkman, then you got a problem.
Yeah, these fucking goofs walk around the fucking neighborhood trying to scam people.
He says this form of vigilante justice, sharing camera footage videos with neighbors after crimes are committed, could put homeowners at risk of a civil lawsuit for defamation.
Even if you capture somebody trying to break into your house, or you think is trying to break into your house, you can't post that on social media because there may be a perfectly innocent explanation.
Suggesting the next time one of the thousands of security cameras in the city captures a dark figure in the middle of the night,
let law enforcement agencies deal with it. Don't take justice into your own
hands. Like, what the hell is going on? This is my worst fear about living in the country. Uh-oh, that's borrowed bean. They could shoot you in a driveway and never be caught. This is scary times, man. Scary times. And what are you going to do? Borrowed bean says, same here. I never locked my door until probably the last 5 years. We have had stuff stolen out of one of our yard sites. MJ says, same here. Zip in off the highway and zip out fast. Ryan says, this is crap. It's BS. If they're on private property, it's fair game. Again, you forgot where you live. We're influenced by so much American media. This is Canada. No, you must first attempt to tell them you're sorry. And then you must sit them down and give them a talk. And then call law enforcement. Of which time they will give them a severe tongue lashing as well. Borrowed Bean says, this is how people die. I know too many farmers that would shoot back. Don't be posting this online. Even the criminals have rights. To me, these people are scumbags. If you're taking something that's not yours, if you're going into somebody's property with a weapon, like either we've got laws or we don't have laws. What is going on? Somebody needs to ask the politicians. It's not like we got an election going on where we can pose a question to our political leaders. I guess that just doesn't happen nowadays. We're all worried about the orange man. Forget our own backyard. No, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Tracy said, if we protect our property or family, we're the ones who get punished, not the criminals. That's right, because they need a hug. If they just had a hug, everything would be fine. At the end of the day, nice to see that Trudeau's gun laws are effective. Yeah, absolutely. And the truck is likely stolen, says Derek. Cindy says, I wonder what would happen if a guard dog came out at them. I'd be scared for the little doggy. Just if we could just hug more people, none of this would happen. It's all about the feelings. Feelings. It's all about the feelings. Oh, Tyler, what are you talking about? Come on, this is a serious thing. It's very, very serious. But it gets to the point of ridiculousness where you have to laugh. This is craziness. Something truly has to be done. I feel bad for those folks in the McGregor area. And there was a... Cindy says, we'd like to give the world a hug. Get the Coke commercial out. I'd like to give the world a hug so you quit stealing my stuff. Here's a little love. Don't steal it, bub. It's what we do up here. Come and get a hug. I know it's really what you need. How about some jail time? How about that for a very, very long time? Bye-bye. See ya. To the lighter side. To the lighter side. People also getting fired up and talking about this guy again. Well, looky here. And not Jack Black, who had the top movie at the box office this past weekend, yes, with Minecraft. They're talking about Mike Myers. And Mike Myers was on Saturday Night Live playing Elon Musk. He does a great job. I'm a huge fan. I love Mike Myers as Austin Powers. Probably his best role. As they said goodbye on Saturday Night Live this past weekend, he once again was pointing to his elbow. He's got problems with his elbow. I don't know what that is. He's like, my elbow hurts, and he points to his elbow. He's wearing the Canadian Tire shirt. And so people are reacting to that online. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up in a second. First, to our friends at Auto Fashion. Boy, hail season won't be too far. I hate to say it because hail is a traumatic experience, too. When you go out and you got all these dents on your car, you need to remember the name Auto Fashion because they're MPI accredited. They can also elevate your ride from minor dents to a full showroom shine. They could do it all at Auto Fashion. Paintless dent repair, ceramic coating and paint protection, headlight restoration, window tinting, and more. You'll find them at 255 17th Street North, behind Best West Pet Foods and Lee's Buffet, next to the Sisson Car Wash. Yes, Sissons have bought the car wash. You'll see the car wash right next door. You'll see our friends at Auto Fashion. Go and see them, and they will get you taken care of. As Easter approaches, you're looking for hot cross buns. You're looking for some chocolate-dipped shortbread. You're looking for sausage rolls, pizza buns. Man, if they can bake it, they're going to get it to you, and it is going to be delicious. So if you're looking for some awesome breads for Easter this year, make it Kuiper's Family Bakery, Brandon's Bakery, steeped in tradition, decades of recipes, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. And Headley's Health Hut, where tomorrow is Win Back Wednesday. Up to $500 in purchases, you could win your purchase back. It doesn't get any better than free, and that's what they're doing at Headley's Health Hut tomorrow because it is Win Back Wednesday. Make sure you drop on by and take a look at their amazing selection of vitamins, herbs, local products, gluten-free, sugar-free, protein products. They've got sweetener substitutes. They have got all kinds of supplements and amazing products that can basically help with anything that ails you. If you're suffering in any way, suffering some kind of pain or ailment, your traditional medicine is just not doing it for you, or you're thinking to yourself, I just want to try something, see if this works better. They have the knowledge and expertise, and they're super friendly. They just want to make life better for you. So check out Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond, just east of Murray GM. Eric says Mike was paid $65,000 to say that and wear the shirt by the Liberals, he said, wearing his Canadian Tire shirt. And obviously, this is getting a lot of reaction online. Now, Mike did appear with one of the political candidates in a TV commercial for which he was compensated. That's just full disclosure. Lance says, I love Mike Myers, a great Canadian. He was born in Scarborough, Ontario, and he's proudly Canadian. Canadians live and work all over the world. It doesn't make them less Canadian. See, I like Canadian Tire. I like Mike Myers. My concern is Mike hasn't lived in Canada in decades. Does that make him less Canadian? The problem, Mike, is you haven't lived through the decade from hell that we just came through. That's my problem. It's like any political leader that comes in and hasn't lived in the country in 13 years. You haven't lived here. And it got me wondering, okay, so how long does a person have to live here to say vote or even run for office? In your civic election, whether that be, you know, your city council or your municipality or whatever, you have to live in that area for 6 months before you can run or vote. Provincially, in Manitoba or Saskatchewan or Alberta, the same rules apply. You have to live there for 6 months before you can run for office or vote. Okay. What about federally? There are no rules. You need $1,000. Now, this was to open it up to as many people as possible to get the best leader we could. So there's no rules? You have to be 18 years of age and a Canadian citizen, have 100 people support you, and $1,000. It seems, that seems pretty awesome, because then it's like it opens democracy to everybody. The part I don't like is you can be from anywhere in the world. You could have been born in Climax, Saskatchewan, moved to Saudi Arabia at 4 years old, spent your entire life in Saudi Arabia. You're 55 years old. You come back to Canada. We used to vacation in Banff. And I want to run the country now. And because you're a Saudi billionaire and you're over 18, you're a Canadian citizen, you get 100 of your buddies to sign. And because you're from Saudi Arabia, you got $1,000. You can run for prime minister. And you never truly spend any time here, except on vacation. And you can do that under our law. Speaking of laws that don't make sense. What? And why are we just finding out about this now? Am I the only one that finds that a little odd? You have to enjoy the good times and the bad times to kind of get a handle on where the country's at. You know, the suffering of the people, the problems of the people, the celebrations of the people. When Canada's winning a gold medal at the Olympics and Sidney Crosby scored that goal, Mike Myers was in Beverly Hills watching the game. Maybe I shouldn't get too concerned, because this was tried south of the border with a woman named Kamala Harris and Beyonce, and we all know how that ended up. Why can't we just get normal people running in politics? I don't understand.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This isn't your grandma's soups. These are like gourmet soups. Oh my God, the star of the show. Borscht, beef borscht, beet borscht rather, and creamy tomato. Just a few of the savory flavors you're going to find at Co-ops of Westman. And today on the show, I have brought onto the show, look at this, chicken noodle. Look at that. Look at that. It looks just like homemade. And what I like about this is so you picture, don't be dripping soup on the keyboard. What I like about this is you can take this plastic container and zap it in the microwave. You bring it home, Okay, you're not feeling good. You pour yourself into the front door. Like, oh, I just don't feel great. You zap this. Beep, 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 boop, 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 boop. You zap it, and then you, oh, geez. Only me can make a mess on something as simple as soup. You know that? Something as simple as soup. And it's scalding hot, not to mention. Okay, oh, God. They make it creamy. How do they? Oh, wow. I can't spill it, but you can, hopefully you can see it through the plastic container here. The vegetables, the noodles, the big chunks of chicken. Oh my gosh. And yes, dill. That is good stuff. Savory soups, beet borscht, loaded potato. Who wouldn't want a loaded potato? And Thai chicken. Lots of flavors. Canadian made. Canadian, you can see the maple leaf there. Co-op Gold. Savory soups now available at your local Co-ops of Westman. You're at home here with Co-ops of Westman. Check out their savory soup selection at Heritage Co-op, Pemina Co-op, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. This guy, what's happening with his PC rewards? PC Optimum Rewards. Everything he bought, he put on points. You know people like this, right? They use the air miles, they use the points. So after 7 years, this guy, like, spent all his money in one place. $43,000 is what he collected. And all of a sudden, he was locked out of his account with no warning, no clear explanation, and no access to his points. We were talking about Mike Myers and Canadian Tire a few minutes ago. Canadian Tire used to have this thing where they had Canadian Tire money. They still do it, but it's digital now because of COVID. I used to like when Canadian Tire money was actual paper money because you'd collect it every time you filled with gas, every time you'd go into the store and buy something, they'd give you Canadian Tire money. I would save the Canadian Tire money for years and years and years, and then on a big purchase, I'd go in with my suitcase of loot and pretend I was some kind of movie star businessman or drug dealer or something like that, or bank robber, because you'd go in with a suitcase, click, click, open it up, and inside was all this money with a rubber band wrapped around it, stacks and stacks of cash, but it was Canadian Tire money. Yeah, this your total, sir, is $138.95. How will you be paying for that? Well, I'm glad you asked. Click, click. I will be paying for so said merchandise with my Canadian Tire money. But that's about as good as it got for me. $150 in Canadian Tire money. Was it a credit card? He must have spent buckets of money, says MJ, to rack up $43,000.
Instead of cashing in on his hard-earned 43 million points, worth about $43,000, he found himself locked out of his own account with no warning, only told he'd broken the rules. But the company wouldn't tell him which rules or when.
It's hard.
Sounds like me with TikTok.
But
I know how you feel, buddy.
Anything.
Run by Loblaw Companies Limited, PC Optimum points are earned by shopping at participating stores and can be redeemed for discounts on future purchases.
Yeah, we know.
With bonus offers helping customers collect points faster.
What do you think?
You can pick. You can pick.
Jeff Mack and his young family also played the PC Optimum game, only to have his $1,500 worth of points locked too. PC Optimum claimed he had multiple accounts. Not true, Mac says. When he pushed for details, he only got generic responses.
Seems kind of fishy.
Yes, it's just like TikTok.
More questions.
They're not letting people know.
Well, these people don't have anybody working for them anymore.
Says the problem is in the fine print, which includes terms like sole discretion that give the company broad power to lock accounts and leave customers with nowhere to turn.
It leaves them in limbo, basically. You know, you don't know at any point when your points can be frozen.
Loblaw tells Go Public its PC Optimum terms and conditions explicitly outline reasons why an account could be suspended or terminated.
After Go Public reached out, the company unlocked Mac's account, but it shut down Yong's for good, erasing more than $43,000 worth of points.
Whoa!
The company says it has substantial evidence that suggests he was operating outside what the company considers is fair, but wouldn't offer proof or say what transactions were involved.
I would sue them.
Yong says he did nothing wrong and questions why the company won't back up its claims.
Yeah, I would just take them to court. I mean, we're not talking about a small amount of money here. This is $43,000. I would take them to court and force them to show their hand on what it is exactly they've got that has locked down my account. Blessed Mama says if he spent the money to earn the points, they are rightfully his. MJ says don't let points build up. Spend them right away. Good advice. Yeah, that's the takeaway, I think. If you've got points, it's best that you use them up. It may start to attract some unwanted attention. You can collect points on your Tim Hortons card. If you've got a Tim Hortons card, you can collect points, and better yet, you can collect dollar donuts. Go to Tim Hortons and buy a hot coffee, get a donut for a dollar. And in the meantime, please place your pre-order for Smile Cookies. They're going to be back again April the 28th. Smile Cookies will be helping nonprofit groups right across southwestern Manitoba and southeastern Saskatchewan. I saw yesterday, Greg had mentioned that in Moosomin, they're going to be at the Moosomin Tim Hortons. They're going to be raising funds for one of the community playgrounds. And it looks like the Saskatchewan government is going to be matching dollar for dollar the funds raised in the cookie campaign. How cool is that? Scott Moe stepping up to the plate, helping out the cause for the kids in the playground. And of course, there's a smile zone that's going to be created at the Brandon Clinic. That's a big deal. Dolphin already has one, and soon Brandon will too. And it's all about those smile cookies. April the 28th is when it begins. You can pre-order now by visiting timhortonswestman.ca. At EPLA office, they'll help you legally when it comes to buying or selling a piece of real estate. If you got a will that needs looking at, maybe you want to plan your estate in your will, or you're making some changes to your business, EPLA office would be happy to help you. It's kind, it's convenient, and it's easy to understand. All the things you want in any type of law partner. EPLA office, forming lasting relationships while taking care of your legal needs, at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. As Trev reminded us earlier this morning, your chance to get a $20 gift card. It's a $20 Shell gas gift card when booking a multi-point inspection, either on its own or with any service. Now, you can get a multi-point inspection for just $55, or if it's there for something else, you're getting something looked at, you want it, the rest of the car looked over, they'll do the multi-point inspection, and you'll also qualify for that $20 Shell gas fuel card. It's only for the month of April, so there's only 3 weeks left in the campaign. Get on over to Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. The Jeff's Clean Cut Yard Care Contest is underway. Go to my Facebook page. Tell me what you love about your yard, and you could be a winner of a spring service from our friends at Jeff's Clean Cut Yard Care. They're ready to give your yard the TLC it deserves. They do aeration, power raking, spring cleanups, mowing services. Book your spot today and let's get your yard looking its best. We'll get you a free yard care service if you tell us about your yard, as so many people have. Jamie says what he loves about his yard is the big trees. We back onto a green space. We see so much wildlife. Marianne says, love our well-treed yard. Lots of wildlife in the backyard. Lots of wildlife. So pretty in the spring when the grass turns green and the leaves bud out. Kim says, my favorite thing about my backyard is my fish pond. Gwen says, sitting on the deck after all the yard work is done and simply enjoying the view. With a bevy, of course, a nice cold bevy on a hot day in the backyard. Tell me what you love about your backyard. Go to my Facebook page under the Jeff's Clean Cut Yard Care logo. The Backyard SOS contest will draw for a winner on Friday, okay? Tell us what you love about your backyard, and you could be a winner with our friends at Jeff's Clean Cut Yard Care. I love their breadsticks. Aren't they good? Tell me how much you love their breadsticks. Just be honest. If you've got the gluten disease, I feel so bad for you, because that is one of the joys of life, is the Olive Garden breadsticks. And their salad with that dressing, it's so good. The peppers, oh man, I love Olive Garden. We've got lots of Olive Gardens in Canada, but it is no longer the number one chain in the continent. Molly is guessing Raising Cane's. Cindy says, is it my favorite? Texas Roadhouse? It is. While many restaurants are struggling post-pandemic, it appears that steakhouses are holding their own. Steakhouses seem to have a stellar year in 2024. Longhorn Steakhouse, which is owned by Olive Garden's parent company, Darden Restaurants, experienced a 7.2% sales growth in 2024. While Olive Garden does have some affordable items on the menu, many of its pasta dishes cost $20 or more. So people are saying, you know what? I think I might as well do the pasta thing at home. As for Texas Roadhouse, the chain's menu items certainly aren't cheap, but consumers often consider visits to the steakhouse as a special experience. And prices at Texas Roadhouse are far more affordable than at other steakhouses, which makes the restaurant an appealing option for consumers. So Olive Garden is bumped from the top spot, and it now belongs to Texas Roadhouse. Now, if you've never been, top sit-down restaurant, top chain restaurant is Chick-fil-A. Again, not available. Oh, that's not true. We have some Chick-fil-A's now. They opened some Chick-fil-A's. Alberta's got some. I'm almost positive of it. There's also one in downtown Toronto that I saw. Actually, Toronto's got three locations now of Chick-fil-A. So they are coming. They're here. But as for Chick-fil-A's, yeah, Toronto has three locations. Wow. Ontario has got a lot of Chick-fil-A restaurants now. Kitchener, Scarborough, Windsor, Mississauga, Barrie, London, Oshawa, Concord, and three in Toronto. Wow. Ontario is rocking Chick-fil-A stores. But, you know, speaking of great steaks, I had the tomahawk steak at Skydancer, and I got to tell you, it is one of the best steaks I've had in a long time. And it comes with that big bone on it, the tomahawk steaks. Beautiful steak. Skydancer Casino, sponsor of the Tyler Glenn Show. Again, they're just 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt. 175 feet of water slides, hot tubs, lazy river, beautiful hotel there too, and world-class entertainment. Give them a follow on their social media channel so you can stay up to date on all the winnings, on all the happenings, all the special events. Just came through a big dart tournament down there over the weekend where they had 20 grand available as prize cash for people playing darts. They got pool tournaments, dart tournaments. They've had cornhole tournaments there. SkydancerCasino.com. Give them a follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram too. At Leon Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. They've been making Canadians comfortable since 1909. And the super sale, the Canadian super sale ends tomorrow. Get into Leon's to save on Black Tag furniture, 50% on clearance mattresses, 50% on clearance beds. Not to mention that you pay nothing for 2 years. No money down, not even the taxes or fees. No monthly payments and 0% interest. And plus, there is free local delivery on any purchase of $7.99 or more. Visit leons.ca for more or visit them at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. The offerings at the Elkhorn Resort and Clarsville Nordic Spa. Coming up tomorrow night is Wellness Week activities with Solange LaBelle. She's often doing all kinds of yoga, Zumba, and all kinds of fun stuff with Solange. 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Wednesdays through the month of April at the Elkhorn Resort. Paint a Paddle with Kathleen LaGlace is coming up on the 15th of this month. So, and Kathleen is super popular. She's an artist from Souris that will be at the Elkhorn on Tuesday the 15th for a special event there. And there's always fun stuff happening at the Buffalo Bar. ElkhornResort.mb.ca for a list of events and, again, packages for you and your family. Ending with this, an American who got arrested, a YouTuber, can't even pronounce his name, Mikhailo Viktorovich Polakov from Scottsdale, Arizona, 24 years old, arrested by Indian police for attempting to make contact with the Sinhalese tribe. The Sinhalese tribe live in complete isolation on North Sentinel Island, part of India's Nicobar Islands, and they have lived there uncontacted for 50,000 years. In fact, it is illegal to go to the island and contact them. This guy on YouTube goes there and leaves them a Diet Coke. This is a member of the tribe photographed firing arrows at a helicopter after the 2004 tsunami, warning the helicopter to stay away from the island. These people have not been contacted by modern society. That helicopter must have scared the hell out of them. I'm glad that they arrested this guy. He shouldn't be in contact with them. And it got me thinking, I am so jealous of this tribe. Can you imagine? They live off the land. They build their own little huts, fish, berries, tropical island, but absolutely zero contact with the outside world. Think about that for a second. Doesn't that sound like the most delightful friggin' thing you've heard of all year? No contact with the outside world, just your tribe. They have no idea what's going on with the stock market, no idea what's going on politically. There's no phones, no social media, all you can eat fresh fish. Your friends are with you from the tribe. There's never any need or want to get the hell off the island. You've got everything you need. I think I feel sad that I'm not part of their tribe. Do you think they'll take the Sunseekers? They wouldn't take us. It's illegal to even come into contact with them. They seem to have it figured out. They've sealed themselves off. Oh, well, we'll continue to deal with life's little intricacies. And as long as we've got good food and some good company and some fun places to visit, we'll do it all again tomorrow. What do you say? Thank you, Sunseekers. Always great to have a morning visit and some beach time. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great day, guys.